In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Thanksgiving is a great opportunity in the year to stop for a moment and recognize the good things God has given us. It's so easy to get caught up in the pumpkin pies and watching football games that we neglect to give thanks to God for His abundant blessings. We should continually return to God to give thanks to Him for the countless blessings that He gives, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day. Because we could always be a stock market crash, a tornado, or some family disaster from losing everything. A neglect of the recognition of God's blessings puts us in a similar position as those lepers. The 10 lepers in the gospel lesson start the story in the same place. They bear the same disease. They're afflicted with leprosy. Leprosy is a disease that no one wants to be around. It would eat away at your skin and render you ritually unclean. This meant isolation from their entire community, as if having a skin disease wasn't bad enough. You had to deal with it alone. If these lepers had a chance to be reunited into their communities again, they needed to be shown mercy. In comes Jesus. They've heard that He's a merciful person. They're hoping that maybe this guy can help them. And they're right. Jesus tells the lepers something that they've never heard before. Jesus mercifully tells these isolated lepers to go show themselves to the priests in Jerusalem, that they may be considered clean by their community. The lepers, obeying the words of the merciful one, go to Jerusalem. At this point, they might have asked themselves, but we're still leprous. How can we show the priests our still diseased bodies? They'll just throw us out. But as they go on their way, their diseased bodies are made clean. This miracle is the first part of their restoration process. Then the priests would declare them ritually clean, allowing the isolated individuals to rejoin their communities again. However, only one leper returned to give thanks to Jesus. He's the grateful one of the bunch. He understood the reality of who Jesus is and what He could do. He understood the gravity of the gift he'd just received. He understood that Jesus' authority to restore the diseased far exceeds the restoration the priests could give. At this point, the temple was still the place to go, so we can't be surprised the other 9 didn't come back. They were still learning about who Jesus is. As Jesus' ministry continues, He shows the world that He's the greater priest than the priests at the temple, because no one can come to the Father except through Him. Jesus shows that His body is a better temple than the one in Jerusalem, because even though destroyed at the cross, it's restored in resurrection. His body is the temple made without hands that He gives up for the life of the world. Jesus is the better priest and better temple to the one who gives thanks. What happened to the other 9? Asks Jesus. The other 9 lepers did exactly what Jesus had said, but they didn't see that Jesus is the one to whom they should flee. Jesus showed them that the community he wanted them to be a part of was the community of the resurrection, a people of healing and mercy and joy and gratitude. Like the 10 lepers, we're inflicted with various sins. Sin proves to shadow our desire to fully love and trust God, and it turns us in on ourselves, isolating us from one another. Our lives are diseased and sinful and in need of restoration. Jesus is the one who calls us to himself, to participate in his body, which gives us restoration. For this reason, we should give thanks for the restoration he gives each and every time we gather for the divine service. Here Jesus washed you clean in holy baptism, making you his child. Like the returning leper, as you participate in the divine liturgy, you return to Jesus to give thanks and to receive more of his blessing and more of his righteousness. In the beginning of our service, you cry for mercy. You confess your uncleanness and become clean in Christ's holy absolution. You receive forgiveness and are restored to community with God and your neighbor. You listen to what your rabbi teaches you about himself in his word. You receive his sacrifice in your mouths as you approach the altar, kneeling at his feet. Responding with love, trust, and thanks, we reply, Amen, which says, I believe what Jesus says to me, for Jesus welcomes me back into the community of faith. Jesus makes you into a gratefully restored people, both in your body and in the heavenly community. And being restored, we joyfully sing our songs of thanksgiving and praise to God. And lastly, before you joyfully leave into the world, where some have lost their way and not returned back to Jesus to give thanks to him, God gives you his benediction and blesses you, saying, Bear my name, for I have saved you. Show the world who I am and how restored people live. In the holy name of Jesus, Amen.